Hi, I'm Whitney Tilson, a shareholder from New York. Thank you for including in your latest annual letter such complete and clear valuation information regarding Berkshire. You stated that the operating earnings of the insurance businesses are excluded from your earnings table, and I know you said this morning that 2011 is going to be a break-even year at best, but in light of the disclosure in the annual report that Berkshire earned $17 billion in profit over the last 8 years without a single money-losing year, are you being overly conservative? Don't you think the intrinsic value of your insurance businesses is more than just their float, especially GEICO, for the reasons you discussed this morning?
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Whitney. But it's very hard to estimate, what the normal underwriting profit might be over the next 20 years or something of the sort. So I agree with you. I don't know whether I'd call it overly conservative. I would say it's conservative to assume break-even underwriting. But as you will, I mean, if we had another Katrina or something of the sort, and forget about, winter storms in Europe and all that, I mean, we could lose significant money in underwriting this year, and we expect to lose significant money in underwriting, maybe every fifth year, every tenth year, whatever it might be. But I think you're right in saying that it would not be inappropriate to include some normalized underwriting profit in addition to the calculation that I made in the annual report.
Whitney, let me help you by asking another question of Warren. Is there any other large casualty insurance operation in the world that you know of that you would trade for ours?
Well, not remote. No, nothing close. I mean, however we lucked into it, we have an unbelievable insurance operation, and I mean, GEICO, is fabulous, and if you think about since 1936, the idea has been out there, but with all the strength that all the other companies had and the agency plants and everything else, GEICO has now moved to where it's the third largest in the United States and gaining ground every day on the two ahead of them and doing it very profitably. GEICO had an underwriting profit of close to 8 points, as I remembered, in the first quarter. Now, that's going to be probably the best quarter of the year, I should add, but it's a marvelous business. Ajit has built a business from scratch in the reinsurance business that, in many respects, he operates all alone. He may not see a lot of transactions in any given period of time, but there are certain things where if somebody wants huge amounts of insurance and a quick answer, or even a slow answer sometimes, we'll give them a quick one. There's really nobody else to call. It's a little like Charlie mentioned on acquisition opportunities. So he's done it. I mean, it didn't exist when he got there. Tad Montross has got a magnificent operation at Gen Re. I mean, it had to get shaken out to quite a degree, but Tad has got a very, very disciplined business there. And then we have a group of smaller companies that some of them have some very unusual franchises. So they're really, I didn't have anything to do with it, so I can brag about these people, but they have really done a job in building an insurance company that I don't think there's anything like it.
Yeah, some of you people that have been around a long time, you invested with an Omaha boy, and you ended up owning part of the best in casualty insurance business in the world.
Yeah, if you go to 30th and Harney, you'll see a building there. National indemnities. We paid $7 million for National Indemnity, $1.4 million for its sister company, National Fire and Marine. And that's the same building that we operated out of in 1967. We're operating out of it today. The only difference is that today it's got more net worth than any insurance company in the world.
Yeah, so it's not that great a business as a business, casualty insurance. It's a tough game. There are temptations to be stupid in it. It's like banking. But If you're in it, I think we've got the best one.
Okay, well, that was modest statements. We'll move on to Becky.